Good evening. I'm Kevin Baird with the KUAC News Minor Update. The state will not file criminal charges against law enforcement officers involved in the fatal shooting of a 20-year-old man last Christmas Eve, according to a report from the Office of Special Prosecutions released Monday. Cody Dalton Ayer of Delta Junction in Fairbanks was shot in a wooded area east of the intersection of the Steese Highway and the Johansson Expressway off of Lazelle Road on December 24, 2017. Alaska State Troopers and Fairbanks Police had responded to the area after getting reports that Ayer had been drinking and was suicidal and had a .22 caliber revolver loaded with one bullet. Troopers Elandre Johnson, Christine Jocelyn, and James Thomas, and Fairbanks Police Officers Richard Sweet and Tyler Larimore fired on Ayer after he ignored repeated requests to put the gun down, pointed the gun at the officers, and said, quote, "You guys can expletive die right now," unquote. According to the report written by Chief Assistant Attorney General Paul J. Miavas Jr., a fourth trooper, Nathaniel Johnson, was present at the shooting but did not fire his rifle because he could not feel his hands due to the extreme cold weather, according to the report. The temperature that night was approximately 10 below zero. Miavas' report states that given the fact that Ayer had a loaded gun and said he didn't care if the officers died, quote, "The officers were legally entitled to use deadly force to protect themselves and their fellow officers," unquote. The report also states, quote, "Although my review has determined that criminal charges are not warranted, I did not review this matter to determine whether any trooper or officer acted within any applicable use of force policy, nor do I express an opinion as to the appropriateness of any applicable policy," unquote. Governor Bill Walker's administration has announced support for tougher penalties for drug and sex crimes and plans to boost support for public safety in villages and schools. Alaska Public Media and KTOO's Andrew Kitchenman reports on the proposals and the response from other candidates for governor.
Governor Walker plans to propose a bill to increase penalties against adults who sexually abuse minors 6 or more years younger than them. And he would require everyone registered as a sex offender in other states to register in Alaska. Attorney General Jonna Lindemuth says some offenders moving from other states didn't have to register.
We get into an argument about matching up elements in Alaska's law with elements of crimes in other jurisdictions. We need to stop that. If you have to register in another state, you have to register here.
The administration also wants a law to make trafficking the deadly opioid fentanyl a Class A felony. Depending on the offender's criminal history, that could lead to sentences of up to 20 years.
The increase in our crime rate is strongly correlated to our opioid epidemic.
The Alaska State Defense Force is the volunteer organization that is part of the state's militia. The state wants to increase these volunteers' training with the aim of improving public safety in villages. Adjutant General Lori Hummel describes what the state plans to do.
The training for our Defense Force members there will include things like emergency incident command system, suicide and violence prevention, first aid, health and wellness, water safety, as well as traditional scout and fieldcraft skills.
Village residents on probation could also check in with these volunteers in areas without probation officers. Another bill would establish a crisis chat and tip line to provide students a way to inform school staff about potential violence. The administration would seek another law to create a panel to review overdose deaths and develop methods to prevent them. Walker, who's an independent, says these public safety proposals are separate from his campaign for governor.
It's a very, very high priority, so we don't stand that down and say we're not going to address public safety because it's an election cycle. We just don't.
Republican candidate Mike Dunleavy is a former state senator. He said in a statement that he would repeal all of the 2016 law that overhauled criminal justice, known as Senate Bill 91. Quote, "State government has no higher priority than protecting life and property. As governor, I will make public safety the number one priority of my administration on day one, not 30 days before re-election. I will ensure that police, prosecutors, and our courts have the resources they need to effectively fight crime," end quote. Democratic candidate Mark Begich, a former U.S. senator, says both Walker and Dunleavy haven't done enough to reduce crime.
It's 4 years and we've gotten worse, and it is time that we get serious about crime quit talking about it and do something. And my experience as mayor is exactly that's what you have to do. If you sit around and have more study groups, more task force, more conversation, crime only gets worse.
Begich also says he would repeal Senate Bill 91. He says he would replace it with a comprehensive plan. At the announcement, Public Safety Commissioner Walt Monaghan cautioned against moving backward.
I'd been a police officer for a long, long time. And I can tell you that what we were doing before SB 91 really wasn't working. We were filling up jails. We were seeing recidivism, arresting, rearresting.
Senate Bill 91 was aimed at reducing repeat offenses. Crime statistics show that state crime rates had started rising before the law and have continued to increase as the opioid epidemic has raged. In Juneau, I'm Andrew Kitchenman.
For more on tonight's stories and others, go to newsminer.com or kuac.org. I'm Kevin Baird.